Good morning. It's Monday, July 13th, and this is Mamoun Azim with the morning news. Give us a few minutes and we'll give you the headlines you need to know to be in the know. Washington is mourning the loss of one of its most influential Republican voices. Senator Lindsey Graham of South Carolina has died at the age of 71 after what his office described as a brief and sudden illness. Preliminary findings indicate he suffered a rupture of the aorta shortly after returning from a visit to Ukraine, where he met President Volodymyr Zelensky. President Donald Trump called Graham a true American patriot, while leaders from both parties paid tribute to his decades of public service. Once a vocal Trump critic, Graham later became one of the president's closest allies and a leading advocate for a strong U.S. role in global conflicts. South Carolina's governor will appoint an interim replacement until November's midterm election. Another news. The federal government says its healthcare fraud watchdog continues to recover billions of taxpayer dollars, even as enforcement activity slows. The Department of Health and Human Services Inspector General reported $5.56 billion in expected recoveries and projected savings over a six-month period, while excluding more than 1,200 individuals and organizations from federal healthcare programs. The report says every dollar spent on oversight generated nearly $13 in returns. However, criminal and civil enforcement actions fell to their lowest level in at least 2 years, prompting questions about the pace of investigations. Officials highlighted major settlements involving Medicare billing and telemedicine fraud, while audits of autism-related Medicaid spending found administrative failures rather than evidence of organized criminal schemes. Around the world, fighting between the United States and Iran has intensified once again, raising concerns over stability in the Gulf. The U.S. launched a new wave of strikes targeting Iranian military sites, including air defense systems, missile capabilities, and coastal radar installations. Iranian state media reported one death and several injuries from the attacks. Within hours, Iran's Revolutionary Guard said it retaliated by striking U.S. military bases in Bahrain, Kuwait, and Jordan. The renewed violence comes amid conflicting claims over the status of the Strait of Hormuz, with Iran insisting the strategic waterway is closed, while U.S. officials say commercial navigation remains open. Global oil prices climbed as markets reacted to fears of further disruption in one of the world's most important energy corridors. Another news. Ukraine is preparing for another political shakeup as President Volodymyr Zelensky seeks a new prime minister after just 1 year in office. Zelensky announced plans to replace Yulia Sviridenko, saying the change is part of an updated political strategy, though he did not elaborate on the reasons. Under Ukrainian law, her resignation would trigger the resignation of the entire cabinet, subject to parliamentary approval. The move comes as Kyiv continues to confront corruption scandals that have placed renewed scrutiny on senior officials while the country remains at war with Russia. Lawmakers are already discussing possible successors, and observers say the government reshuffle could influence both domestic reforms and Ukraine's relationships with key international partners. Another news. A night of entertainment turned into tragedy in Thailand's capital. At least 27 people were killed, and 22 others remain in critical condition after a fire swept through a crowded bar in Bangkok's Chatuchak district shortly after midnight. Witnesses say the blaze began near the stage before rapidly spreading through the venue, cutting electricity and filling the building with thick smoke. Firefighters later discovered many victims inside a bathroom, where they had apparently sought refuge. Authorities believe an electrical fault in an air conditioner may have sparked the fire, though the cause remains under investigation. Officials are also examining whether blocked emergency exits and flammable interior decorations contributed to one of Thailand's deadliest nightlife disasters in years. Now you know, and you're ready to go with the morning news. Share this with a friend and subscribe wherever you get your favorite podcasts. You can also sign up for our newsletter at themorningnews.com. Thank you for listening.